Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Are you reeling in the east? Slowing away the
time. Are you gathering up the keys? That's Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. For the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Don Fotopoulos. DonFotopoulos.com is the website for her. It's a new one, right, Don?
It is a new one, Jim. And one of the things that I'm doing, because I've done so many webinars with FedEx and Score, by the way, if you go to score.org and you search on my name, you'll find four really jam-packed webinars on pricing, on reading your financial statements, on really important stuff, and it's free. But I'm doing a series of webinars, Jim, on cash flow management because it's never been more important than it is now. So I have a question for you, Jim. How much money every year gets invoiced by small businesses and never gets paid? Do you know that number?
I'm going to say, you mean they actually send it to the customer and the customer doesn't pay it and we don't collect it? Is that what you mean?
That's exactly right. And
I'm going to say that number, if we really knew it, is probably 15% of what's billed.
Okay.
How
then
much?
The actual number is $149 billion a year.
Wow.
Of work that's been done, of goods that have been shipped, of stuff that's been invoiced.
Why isn't it collected?
Never collected.
Why is it collected?
Why? Why? Okay, so I think there are several reasons. First, because as the economy softens, which it's doing right now, okay, it becomes harder and harder for clients to pay you. But more importantly, the small business owner does a terrible job of following up on outstanding invoices and accounts receivable. So I'm doing a series called Double Your Cash Flow, right, in 30 days. And I'm doing this series on what is accounts receivable, how to invoice the client so the client can't wait to pay you.
Because
some of the things we're doing?
But hang on. One thing that we got to stick in here, Don, it's not just there's another crisis and there's another bad management practice that's going on. You have to add on top of that number you gave us the number of work that gets done that they didn't bill the customer for, period.
That never gets invoiced. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That $149 billion doesn't even include the work that's been done.
Which is probably double, which probably doubles that number.
I wouldn't be surprised. Okay? But at this point, I'm saying let's just go after the invoices that are existing, that we know about, right? So what would happen, Jim? The average invoice that's outstanding is about $90,000. And so if we claw back 5 or 10% of that $149 billion, we could save 3 million businesses in the next 60 days.
Yep.
You know that?
Yep.
We could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what keeps me up at night. And it's like, and my webinars, I have the first few tickets. It's on Eventbrite. The first few tickets are free. And then I'm asking everybody to contribute $10 to a registration fee. Why? Because we're giving back to some really great nonprofits in the process. And it's fabulous content. I mean, it's content that can change the next 20 years of your life.
Are you helping them understand the relationship between days receivable and accounts payable receivable?
Yes,
days receivable
of course.
And days payable.
Folks,
if you don't understand, if you don't know the relationship, if you don't know that number, you know, you see that commercial where what's your number for a small business. If they ask you what's your number, what they're asking you for, what I'm asking you for is the difference between the number of days that you pay your people, your customers, and the number, I mean, your vendors, and the number of days that your customers pay you. You do the math on that, the subtraction. There's a number of days in there. It's either 1 day or 5 days or 30 days or whatever. And the bigger the number, the more in trouble you are.
That's right. And you become the bank. If you're a service provider and three-quarters of the U.S. economy are service providers, okay, and we're extending credit to our customers, you become the bank. Your business is making a free loan to your clients. And there is a way, Jim, to invoice your clients so they can't wait to pay you. Did you know that?
Yep.
There is
That's
a
right.
way to work with the accounts payable clerk on the client side. So the accounts payable clerk becomes your strategic partner.
An invoice
is not an
When I work with new people, I tell them, look, I'm a small business. I can't be your bank. If I do the work, that's true. I'll do the work when you ask me to.
And
when you approve it, I'll bill you, and I need you to pay me.
Yes. Okay, so, Jim, you know what? An invoice is not an accounting document. You know what it is? It's a marketing document.
That's right.
In that invoice, you don't get paid for what you do. You get paid for what you deliver. And in that invoice, you got to write down exactly what the benefit is that the client received because they hired you. And if you put that in that invoice, testimonials, evidence, data, okay? I put a ton of stuff in my invoice you'll never see in any other invoice. And the client looks at that and they go, holy cow, we need her going forward.
Right.
And I have tremendous retention rates. Because they always know what they're paying for.
The other thing you got to do.
Never look at an invoice and say, what?
If you want to make us mad around here, if you're a vendor of ours, you want to make us mad, don't bill us for 3 months and then send us one bill after three months. If you want to make us run you off, bill us like that. We want you to bill us every month so we know what we know we can budget it. We want you to bill us every month. Everybody does. Nobody wants you to not bill them.
No, that's right.
Don, I gotta take a quick break. I gotta go take a quick break.
Okay.
DonFotopoulos.com, folks. FOTOPOULOS. DonFotopoulos.com. Go there and check out her new podcast. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Tin Tail, stay with us. Whether they're right or wrong, at
least the mystery is gone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.